Galileo. Scientists of the early modern age were always carrying out experiments to test their theories. According to legend, one of the most famous experiments was carried out in the Italian city of Pisa by the scientist Galileo. Galileo was interested in learning about why objects fall at the speeds they do, but perhaps it is best to let him explain it. Galileo was sweating and grunting as he lugged two heavy iron balls up the stairs of the tower. Pausing to catch his breath, Galileo looked up the winding staircase. It went up as far as the eye could see. He groaned.
Oh, the Tower of Pisa goes on forever. But its height makes it the perfect spot to test my theory.
He wiped his brow and continued up the long staircase. Sometime later, Galileo emerged onto the balcony at the top of the tower, huffing quite a bit. There were already a few men waiting for him there, important members of Pisa's scientific community.
"Master Galileo," one of the men greeted him, "we are most excited to watch your experiment today."
The other men nodded in agreement.
"Grazie, Signore Enzo," Galileo said, putting down the two iron balls. "I also look forward to today's test."
"Can you explain it to us, the method and the purpose of your experiment?" asked Signore Enzo.
"Certainly. You will see here, I have two iron balls,"
Galileo offered, motioning to the balls.
"But they are not of equal size or weight. The ball on the left is quite large and very heavy, while the ball on the right is much smaller and weighs 10 times less. I intended to drop these balls off of the Tower of Pisa to discover how fast they fall."
Some of the men chuckled.
"You must forgive them, Master Galileo," said Enzo. "But it has been known since ancient times that heavier objects fall faster than lighter objects. Aristotle taught us this in ancient times. The heavier a ball will strike the earth first."
"I am familiar with Aristotle's teaching, venerable maestro," said Galileo. "But I believe him to be wrong."
The scientists gasped.
"Aristotle was very wise indeed, but he believed that objects were pulled to earth because of their weight. I believe this is incorrect. If my theory is right, things fall to earth not because of their weight, but because of the earth itself pulls on them. And if this is true, the two balls should fall at an equal speed, despite their difference in weight."
Enzo scratched his head.
"That sounds absurd to us, Master Galileo, but we await your demonstration. Perhaps you will prove us wrong."
Galileo gazed off the edge of the marble balcony. Far below, his assistant, Luigi, was waiting on the grassy common below the tower.
"Is it all set, Luigi?"
Galileo called.
"It is, Galileo," his assistant called. "And there are other persons of science here with me to watch as well."
"Eccellente,"
Galileo exclaimed. Then turning to his peers, he asked,
"Well, Signore Enzo, are we ready?"
"Indeed we are, Master Galileo."
Galileo lifted up first the heavy iron ball, then the lighter, and placed them both upon the ledge of the balcony.
"When the town clock strikes 1, I will push both balls off of the balcony."
There was a brief moment of silence as all waited tensely for the clock to strike. The breeze blew. Somewhere in the distance, a bird chirped. Then suddenly, the strong, booming gong of the Pisa clock tower struck 1 o'clock. Galileo pushed his iron balls off the balcony. The larger ball and the smaller ball fell side by side. They fell the 186 feet from the top of the tower to the ground in only a few seconds, striking the ground at exactly the same time and sinking into the soft green turf.
Luigi, Galileo called. They seemed to fall at the same speed from here. What to say of you?
Luigi waved his hat and cheered.
It is true, Master Galileo. Both iron spheres struck the ground at exactly the same moment. We all saw it.
The scientists gathered around Luigi nodded in agreement.
What do you say now, Signore Enzo? Asked Galileo, smirking.
Enzo shrugged.
You have proven us wrong, Galileo. Your theory deserves more discussion. What is your theory called?
I'm thinking of calling it the Law of Freefall, answered Galileo.
Though this story is often told, Galileo was best known for the invention of the telescope, which allowed him to see marvelous things in space, such as sunspots and craters on the moon. Galileo also insisted that Copernicus's theory of heliocentrism was correct. This got him in trouble with some Catholic theologians who thought the Bible taught that the Earth did not move. Some scientists also thought Galileo's theory was false. Galileo wrote a book making fun of the church authorities, portraying them as simpletons and idiots. This, not surprisingly, angered the church authorities. An inquisition followed that condemned heliocentrism and sentenced Galileo to house arrest.